Together, so I guess it's okay.
All right, good morning. We'll start out with the announcements, and there isn't too many on the back of the bulletin. Welcome to worship, and today is Women's Sunday. I noticed there is a...
You forgot to introduce me.
Oh. If you don't know her, this is Anna Mahan. There's an insert in our bulletin of items that is collecting and is on the top of her list for, so I'm not going to read them. You just can look those over.
Yes, they love to get out of the room and do something. And bingo, I had 15 yesterday out to do the bingo, and you can't imagine the smile on their faces when they win and everything. And they're always happy even at the end, or they'll share what they do win. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Glad you're able to do it. And you're a blessing to them, I'm sure. And then also, I noticed our box is getting pretty full downstairs of candy. So we thought next Sunday, right after church, whoever's able, we could just stay and fill the bags instead of making another trip. Just whoever's there, we'll have a little assembly line and fill them up, because it'll be the following Saturday, trick-or-treat. Okay, is there any other announcements?
I forgot to put it on the bulletin, but the first Sunday in November is All Saints Sunday. Mm-hmm. So if you have any family members that have passed away in the past year and would like to honor them on All Saints Sunday, please give me their names.
Okay, hope you all heard.
There have been several, I think.
Yeah.
So just give me names, so make sure I have enough candles and
So
set up for it.
I'm sorry. Needs the list of all saints that passed this last year, and because it's the first Sunday of Sunday, so if you have any family members or dear friends or whatever, just please pass that on to her. So, does anyone else have an announcement? If not, let's prepare our hearts for worship. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the variety of blessings you bestow upon us and the magic that happens when we share, honor, spread kindness and love, and celebrate our gifts. Bless us, and may we receive a blessing today and give you the praise we need. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we'll turn to page 754 for our call to worship. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures.
Leads me beside still waters, restores my life.
Lead me in the right paths for the sake of the Lord's name.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live.
Praise be to God. Okay, and now we'll stand for our hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, 140.
If you want to.
We call Anna the boss in the family. So.
No, but we know it's Emma.
Still standing, we will do our doxology. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the gathering here and to praise your name and bless all those who give and the ones who unfortunately are not able, but we bless and we want you to bless everyone. In your name, amen.
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 All right, then next, I guess it'll be concerns and praises. I have a few concerns I already had. I think we need to keep her in our prayers and ongoing just checkups and that, and are still waiting for his surgery, and they both need prayers. sister-in-law was in a bad car accident and broke. She's in the hospital, but she broke both ankles, and she has a. But it's going to be a quiet recovery for her. And then our sister who lives in Mount. Who lives in Mount been referred to Arthur James for cancer treatment. So that's one of Judy's older sisters. So those are the ones. If there are others.
Just for our schedule, do we have her breasts amputated, and for a family that's just all broken and torn apart by the whole terrible mess?
We'll be added to the list.
I have a praise.
Okay. Here.
He doesn't look it, but he turned. We had a party yesterday over at our camper, and we had like 76 people, and it was real nice, and saw a lot of old faces and some new faces, and so we had a great time. So it's a blessing when you can get together with family and friends. And then as far as surgery this week, and she's doing fairly well. So, like Anna said, we'll just keep her in our prayers.
Is there anyone else? Okay.
My dear friend, the one that loved all the services from here every week, she passed away. And my daughter has been diagnosed with breast cancer. It's very rare and quite virulent. And she did have a checkup a year ago, and she found a little lump, and they told her they couldn't find anything, and there was nothing wrong. And now it's really bad. So she needs prayers. Thank you.
And I'm glad to see you here.
Thank you.
And you're on our prayers continuing.
And glad you're here too.
Everybody.
Mike our famous orchestra, and thank you. Also, thank you to for lighting the candles. Appreciate that. Is there anything else? I'm sorry. Your hand was behind back.
You did well.
That's all right.
Thank you for collecting the money. You're not the money changer, but you change it from your hands to here. So, all right. Thank you. And I didn't mention your name either, and whatever. Anyhow, we're all here, I hope. And I just had a little thought I wanted to give you. No, I lost it. Maybe I don't have a thought. As each has received many gifts and blessings, use them to serve one another as good stewards of God's variety of grace. May we renew a blessing, receive a blessing, and pass it along. Amen. Okay. All right. Then it would be pastoral prayer. All right. Our Heavenly Father, we strive to serve the poor. Make us worthy, Lord, to serve those throughout the world who live and die in poverty or hunger. Give them through our hands this day their daily bread, and by understanding love, give peace and joy. Please also, Lord, remember the people that we've put on our list that need prayers. And is there anything else? Dear Lord, you know our needs and our wants, and you'll be right in front of us before we can think of them. And we give you the praise and glory. Amen.
Amen.
So then I guess it's a hymn.
The Lord's Prayer.
We're going to do the Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer, I'm sorry. We will now pray the prayer that you gave us, and instilled in all our hearts. The Lord is my shepherd.
Our Father.
Oh, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I have an adding little prayer, it's called, Lord, help me to be fully pray for all of those people who don't have the time to cry. Amen.
And our prayer hymn goes along with the sermon topic. It's Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands, and it's 273 in your hymn books.
Jesus' hands were kind.
Today on that hymn, which I just accidentally turned one or two pages too many when we were months ago, and I thought, I like that. And so then when they said, would you want to do something, that's what popped into my mind to talk about that. So there's several thoughts of about being kind, and there's serving of the poor. It says, this is a more kind of a prayer, but I'm just going to read it. Make us worthy, Lord, to serve those throughout in poverty or hunger. Give them tough and hands this day their daily bread, and by understanding love, give peace and joy. Father, help me to remember all of those in there. I can't read my writing. All of their needs, and let me be remembered in mine. So that's one of the things. Anyhow, there's so many ways to be kind, and there's one thing I was going to, I forgot to get out of my bag.
Maybe it's presents.
No. You can't see this because it's on, I put it on a scrap piece of paper, but these are blank hands. These are blank hands. They don't have any caring or kindness or love or anything showing. But when you go home, get a piece of paper and trace your own hands, and then fill in all of the fingers with ways that somebody has blessed you, somebody that you feel like you have helped or blessed or whatever. You don't have to bring them back. It's not homework, and I won't know if you didn't do it. But it's just another thing that just I thought about, that I was going to try to do some, but my printer won't connect to the computer, so I could scan this in, but I couldn't print it out, so I just did it myself on the table. Anyhow, that's just another thing that it's to remind us that we need to be caring, and we need to follow through And we also need to be ready to accept love from other people or blessings that in the form of whatever you need, you know, just to make you smile or just to say good morning and I'm glad to see you. So there's, in my women's devotional Bible, there's a thing that's I'm sweating so I can't read the thing, but it's Christians are sometimes accused of being so heavenly minded that they are no earthly good. We get caught up in choir rehearsal, studies, the end of times, or other church activities and ignore the needs around us. When problems are brought to our attention, we content ourselves with feeling sorry about them while doing nothing. But sympathies, thoughts, or kindly musings are not true compassion. And the Lord said he could heal and he could do a lot of miracles without touching people, but he touched people. He always went to the person and he did healings. In Mark, it said a blind man was healed. Matthew 20:54, and to take little children in his arms. And his true compassion was that he would not ignore anyone. He traveled around walking miles and miles just to try to be a kind and helpful Savior. So that was one thing. But anyhow, the other thing I was thinking is that being kind and helpful, showing love, in that some of us like humor. And I think some people do, some don't. There's a thing that I was going to read. It said, this lady, Leah, was surprised when her son Josh presented her with a single violet in a little clay pot on Mother's Day. She had decided not to send him to kindergarten with money for the flower sale because every penny counted in those days. And Josh smiled proudly, "Happy Mother's Day, Mom." Leah later learned that a kind teacher had given Josh some change for a gift. He was going to spend his milk money on it. The teacher told her, "I knew you wouldn't want him to do that." So she gave him change. And every morning, Leah looked at that little clay pot and smiled. In June, she and Josh took that single violet outside and planted it in the front yard. We watered it all summer and missed it in the winter. Come spring, the little violet returned, this time bringing dozens more. A year later, those dozens turned into 100. 30 years later, Josh is a grown man. Our finances are secure and our front yard is filled with violets, thousands of them. They have never spread into the field behind the house or into any of the neighbor's yards. On spring mornings, I like to look out at that scene of violets, all from one little flower in a clay pot, bought for the price of a child's carton of milk. So I thought you might enjoy that too. And also in that vein, a sister is to that thought is that humor is a valuable thing that we can possess and we need to embrace it because it spreads. Humor is a way of sharing love and kindness, because if you have something that you want to tell that might be funny, where you might not say anything, you know, just say good morning or whatever. I really feel like it can be a part of our worship to the Lord. And so I was going to read a few of these things. A man finds out what is meant by a spitting image when he tries to feed cereal to an infant. When my grandmother got arthritis, she couldn't bend over and paint her toenails anymore. So my grandpa does it for her all the time, even when his hands got arthritis too. That's love. And Rebecca said that, age 8. Love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your chips without making them give you any of theirs. Love is what makes you smile when you're tired. Love is what my mommy
makes coffee for my daddy, and she takes a sip before giving it to him to make sure that taste is okay. Love is when you tell a guy you like his shirt and then he wears it every day. Love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken. Love is when your puppy licks your face even after you left him alone all day. Then there was another one. And yeah, there was also one that little boy said, my grandma spends all day long reading her Bible. And he said, I finally figured out why. She's cramming for the final exam.
That's a good
so, one. I mean, it's just, there's all sorts of things where you can brighten someone's day in kindness or love. You can drop off, if you have an extra piece of pie that you don't want, give it to a neighbor or whatever. But I think that most of us have received many things that would fill up a handful of fingers. And we have to always think about what we can do for others as well as for ourselves. Then humor can be a type of kindness and love by sharing to others, and many times brightens someone's day by the gift of being kind and loving. That's what Jesus wants us to do. So then I have another thing here I want to say. The fruit of the Spirit, you've heard of all those, I suppose, and the, I think it's Galatians, I believe. Galatians 22 through 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So I'm going to read, Ben illustrated the seven fruits of the spirits at one time, but this one happens to be kindness. If it's all right with you, I'll read it. It's not very long, and I read fast. My name is Logan Berry, and my friends think I am nice, but not so long ago, my heart was as cold as ice. I only thought about myself. I never liked to share. I didn't laugh. I didn't smile. I didn't even care. But I was very lonely. I didn't have one friend. I wasn't sure if I could change my broken ways to mend. But then God did a miracle when he came into my heart. He planted seeds of kindness and gave me a fresh start. Now I love to share this gift. I'm kind to everyone. I help and care for others, and my life is lots more fun. I learned another lesson, a thing I did not know. When I share my kindness, it really starts to grow, like that little violet. But here is something special, a secret thing to do. Just be kind to someone, but don't say it's from you. Now, if you want this kindness planted deep within your heart, just ask God for this special gift and watch him do his part. So if anybody wants to look at that, they're welcome to later. And then, let's see what else I have.
Good job, Ben.
Huh?
I told Ben, good job.
Yeah. Christians are sometimes accused of being so heavenly minded that they are earthly, no earthly good. And I think I've read that before. But God's chosen people are to clothe themselves with compassion, Colossians 5:12. We're to meet others' needs, not to continually satisfy our own desires. As God showers us with comfort through his word and through other believers, we in turn are to redirect the stream of his mercy to others. We're not to hoard God's love, but to overflow with the good news of his compassion to all. So I wanted to mention that there have been many people in my life that have cared for me and loved me and been kind to me, as well as there have been a few that don't like me, and I won't even try to name those. But I think that we never know what little act that we provide, some kindness, just a word sometimes will brighten someone's day and change their whole outlook. So that's why I think what God really wants us to do is to be kind and compassionate and loving as much as we can. And God says we are supposed to take care of the poor and the people who don't have anything. And then, I think that's probably, I could read a lot more stuff, but I'm not going to. Then we will have, we just have to remember that we have to have our hands be like Jesus' hands and be kind to everyone and not to, not to mock people, not to judge people. You know, sometimes the worst, what we think might be the worst people are maybe just the neediest, and they need someone to pat them on the back or say good morning or whatever, buy them a cup of coffee. So I will I guess I'll turn this over to Highland Chris for a blessing him because he lives 367.
No, it's 364.
Oh, the 364. Okay. Well, accidents happen. So Highland Chris, we love you for blessing us with so much music for so long. It brightens our days.
Church is a great blessing to us.
Mm-hmm. And the good news is that while we're all out and about doing all the things that God would have us do,
364,
we can be assured that Jesus still lives, God is still active, and is with us every day.
To buy.
bow our heads. Dear God, give me a pure heart that I may see thee, a humble heart that I may hear thee, a heart of love that I may serve thee, a heart of faith that I may abide in thee. Go in peace with love and kindness. Amen.
Amen. Amen.